皆さんこんにちは。ニューヨークからお届けします菊池由美のポッドキャストです。今日は9月11日2006年です。あの事件から5周年です。ニューヨークではトゥルースムーブメント、911の真実を求める運動が大変大きくなっています。今日私は朝から世界貿易センターのグラウンドゼロに立ちました。そこに黒い T シャツを着た人たち、そこにはインベスティゲート911を調査せよという T シャツを着たグループが800人ぐらいでしょうか、たくさん集まっていました。もちろんたくさんの亡くなった方の家族たち、そういう関係者たちが集まっている式典なんですが、そこの中を静かに911を調査せよというグループがデモをして歩いていました。そのオーガナイザーであるディ・レス・ジェイミソンを迎えています。はい、レス。
Hello. Hello, Yumi.
Yes. Thank you for...
Okay.
ここはwhat is this place called?
This is St. Mark's Church.
St. Mark's Church. And what are you going to have here?
We're going to have a celebration, a festival of our own. It's a finale, we call it also, because this is the last evening of a four-day series of events.
I see. You started since 8th.
Since Friday, right. Friday. Exactly. We had a big event here with Speaker Ralph Shulman. We had also a Vietnam vet and an Iraq war vet speaking about their knowledge of 9/11, mm-hmm. and the fact that we believe we have evidence that 9/11 was in fact a government state-sponsored event. And so we have veterans from the military who also feel this way, and they represent many, many veterans. Yes. Also, we had a mother whose son is in Iraq right now, and she knows, and she was there downtown the morning of 9/11, and she experienced personally the events that happened, the crashing of the planes and the collapse of the towers that morning, and she knew right from the beginning that those buildings should not have collapsed.
Right. There's no other buildings except those three, Tower 1, 2, and 7.
Yes.
It's like a controlled demolition, wasn't it?
Exactly. Never before in history mm-hmm. or since 9/11 have steel frame buildings collapsed due to fire.
Mm-hmm. 今、ジェームスが言ったことというのは、まあ、この間ですね、Let me just translate what you said. 4日間にわたって、金曜日からこの911真相究明の運動をしました。そして、このベトナム戦争、イラク戦争に参加した兵士たちも今はこの運動に参加して、発言をしたそうです。それから息子がイラクに行っているというお母さんも、発言しました。そのように今たくさんの人がこの運動に参加しています。 How many people joined your event in these 4 days, you reckon?
Today we had 2,000 people.
Really?
At least
2,000 people?
At least,
yeah,
yes.
Good.
Yes, yesterday we had 1,000. Mm-hmm. At Cooper Union, we had an all-day event.
Mm-hmm. How many people? 1,000 people?
Yes.
Wow. 昨日はクーパーユニオンで1000人。今日はデモをしたんですけどね、その時は2000人ぐらいいただろうということです。That's great. Yeah, I was there. I was demonstrating and interviewing people.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm translating loose change into Japanese so that people can see. Yeah.So it's this event in Japan. It's very, very important. And this is 911.globalpeace.jp. You can check it, and it's in English. This is in Japanese. I'm sorry, I didn't make an English flyer. But
the website is in English?
Both.
In
Japanese and English. You can click the first page. You click English, then you can read English.
Good,
So, where do you want to go from here?You've been successful this far, but I don't think you're a majority yet. Like mainstream media, not covering so much yet.
The mainstream media, in a way, is covering our issues. They're talking about this 9/11 truth movement, calling attention to the fact that there is a large body of people who don't believe the government, and they.The way the media is covering it, though, they're saying that we're conspiracy theorists and that we are coming up with these wild theories about the attacks and about the collapse of the buildings and about what happened in the Pentagon. And they're trying to make us look like we're crazy.
Yeah,
we're
crazy.
And they're trying to make it look like the government's account, which is that they're Arab hijackers who hate our freedoms, and that's why they attacked us. They're trying to make it look like that story mm-hmm. is legitimate. Mm-hmm. So they're covering us in that respect.
I see.
But there have been a few mainstream stories. The Miami Herald printed in an article maybe about 8 to 12 months ago called Avoiding the Hard Questions. And that listed many, many questions that, in fact, yeah, the media and the newspapers and TV media have in fact, been avoiding because this is indication that we're not being told the truth, that the government and the media is trying to hide guilt because there are so many unanswered questions about 9/11 and the fact that the government's own story is so transparently flimsy.
Yes, I agree. But the media is supporting the government theory. And in that way, in that sense, I think they are like co-workers with the government.
Absolutely.
So they are like, criminals.
They are.
To me.
They are criminals. They're owned by major corporations. Five, six corporations mm-hmm. who work to represent and protect the government.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing about Japanese media is we only translate U.S. mainstream media. And yes. we don't hear anything else.
Oh.
So every Japanese believe, you know, 19/11, same story as the government.
Oh,
so that's what the story we hear.
Yes.
So we believe it, and I used to.
Yes.
Until I started my own investigation yes. through internet and seeing DVD, I translated 911 in plain sight into Japanese. That was my eye opening, and
yes.
Until then, I never thought about it. It's too bad to be true. Mm. It's too horrible to be true.
Yes. It is too horrible to be true. However, what we have to do mm-hmm. is look into history. There have been other precedents.
Yes.
See, we have to understand that many, many times governments have created terrorist attacks for the purpose of manipulating the public and completely fooling and tricking and lying to the public in order to outrage them, to create widespread public support for their military agenda.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, the history goes back 150 years, to 1848, the Mexican-American War. And every war since then has been created by state-sponsored, manufactured events in order to provoke mm-hmm. war.
ジェイムソンが今言ってるのはね、こんなひどいことが私は信じられないって言ったんですけども、アメリカの歴史をよく見れば、すべての戦争はアメリカの政府によって、それを戦争をですね、けしかけるようなイベントを起こすことによって行われてきたってことを言っています。それは1848年のメキシコアメリカ戦争、まあ、スペイン戦争って言われてますね。その時まで遡るんだということを言っています。Thank you so much. And, you think you're gonna win this?I don't know, this is really...
The struggle?
Struggle, yeah. Because no media is behind you yet. And people watching CNN today, all day Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and they brainwashed that same story over
yes.
and over
yes.
again.
Yes.
And the whole ceremony I watched, it's very emotional.
Yes.
And I cry for those people
yes.
because they died and they don't know the truth.
Right.
It's really sad.
Yes, it
but
is sad.
It's played in such a way that nobody should question the government.
Yes.
But just in sorrow, but we should work together to, you know, make America stronger or united or whatever.
Yes.
And I can't describe my feelings, but I was so sad.
Yes.
These people didn't know anything.
They were innocent.
Innocent, yeah.
They were innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They were sacrificed.
Right.
Because there were plans to invade both Afghanistan and Iraq already mm-hmm. in place.
Yes.
The government only needed a trigger. And it's unfortunate, but we have to deal with the reality that powerful people who are also evil within our highest levels of government and they they looked at the deaths of 3,000 people as a necessary sacrifice in order to advance their agenda for what they themselves call full spectrum dominance. And it's a very hard thing to comprehend. However, rulers have been doing it for literally centuries. And they know. I mean, Hitler himself said it's easier to perpetrate a big lie than a small lie, because the people would never
imagine.
Yes,
such a thing would happen, that people do such a horrible thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Thank you for your time. I know you're busy, you have to go, and I'm going to be covering this event.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks.
We'll see you later then. You're
yes.
me. Okay.
レス・ジェームさんでした。911 Truth Org。このことについてより詳しく知りたい方は、911truth.org です。彼の場合はですね、ニューヨークを中心にやってます。www.ny ですね。ニューヨークの ny911truth.org です。ここで、彼らの運動についてもっと学ぶことができます。レス・ジェームさんが忙しい中私のインタビューに答えてくれました。この後今ダウンタウンに集まっている1000人ぐらいのアクティビストたちがですね、こちらにやってきて、この4日間のイベントの、まあ、お祝いといいますか、大成功だったことをお祝いをします。その会場で今私はインタビューをしています。また後で、他の方をインタビューしたいと思います。はい、菊池もう一度戻ってきました。今度エリックさん、エリック
D. ウィリアムズ、
D. ウィリアムさんという方をインタビューしたいと思います。彼はですね、911に関しても2冊の本を書いたりドキュメンタリー映画を作ったり、かなり、深くこの運動に関わっているようです。エリック、 tell me how are you anyway?
I'm very well, I'm very well. We had a great weekend.
Good. So you were one of the organizers? Or
I believe I was with helping the organization, yes.
So tell me what you do about 911 Truth.
What I do with 911 Truth is I try to get out the truth by my four books.
Oh, you've written four books?
4 books.
4冊です。はい。
Yeah.
Okay.
And also I hand out leaflets, I hand out flyers. I try to, you know, do any media or any type of interviews that I can.
Mm-hmm. Are you a journalist?
I believe, you know, because I've written 4 books, so that I believe that's part of the journalism profession. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I try to get the truth out, and that's, I think, what journalism is about.
Did you write books before?
No. I had I had written books, you know, for fun.
Uh-huh.
But after 9/11, I felt I needed to tell my story and what I saw about 9/11.
What did you see?
An inside job. I really felt, especially September 11th, 2001, that when the towers were collapsing, they said only one person could do this, Osama bin Laden, that they would show the towers falling, Osama. Mm-hmm. And that was like, something's wrong. They mm-hmm. didn't see this coming, but they knew who to blame. And that is what really caught me.
Wow. So you knew it from the beginning. You were suspicious of it.
Very suspicious.
Wow.
And in November of 2001, I started a website and I posted my questions. What was wrong about September 11th? And then two years later, that became my first book.
Oh, I see. エリックさんはですね、世界貿易センタービルが崩れるのを見て、同時に政府とメディアがオサマ・ビンラディンと繰り返しているのを聞いて、このたった一人の男がですね、あれだけのことをしたということがどうしても何かおかしいというふうに感じたそうです。そしてそれから911に関してウェブサイトを立ち上げて、2001年11月にはですね、その彼がおかしいと思った疑問を書いた。で、そのことが後に本になったそうです。
And how well your book is selling? How do you sell?
It's very well. It's selling very well. My third book is number 13,000 on Amazon out of millions of books. So I think I'm very
pretty
honored.
Good. Yeah.
Out of you know, probably.
Is it in the bookstores or no?
You have to special order it.
Yes. And still 13,000.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes, it's very good.
Give me the title of the books.
The Puzzle of 9/11. The Puzzle of the Matrix. Mm-hmm. The 911 101 and the Puzzle of Fascism.
All right, and you have those 4 books today?
I have one of them. I sold out almost
everything else.
Yes.
So you self-published the book?
Yes, self-published. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Good. Yes. So you are like an independent journalist.
Yes.
And you are creating a media yourself.
Right.
Why do you do that?
Because It's about, you know, the most of the media is not telling the official story of 9/11, and I feel that they have to do it independently, you know, because I can't trust the media to tell my story. I want to tell the story, you know,
the way you want it.
Right, right.
Yeah, I know when the media interview you, they took the part of this and that and make their own story. Right,
right, right.
I get that.
Yes.
It's same here, is it?
Yes, same here.
Yeah, I'm one of the few journalists who's covering 911 truth in Japan, and I get the same treatment. You know, I'm like idiot or crazy or, you know.
Yeah, you should go to the mental institution. Yes, yes. I feel you. I feel you.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I wasn't with you until I saw the film called 911 in Plain Sight.
Okay.
Yeah,
very good
the
film.
Dave Von Kreis.
Mm-hmm.
And I translated that film into Japanese.
Right.
And since then, I believe, I mean, it's a government job.
Yes.
I mean, it cannot be done by one person.
No.
It cannot be done by 19 Arabic hijackers.
Right.
Who can't really fry anything, you know?
Yes, right, right. That's true. That's a very good point. Very good point.
So I'm actually organizing 911 Truth event in October in Tokyo.
Great.
The first one. First one. And I don't know how successful or it's going to be. But I saw today... And so many people, like 1 or 2 thousand people, came to march with you.
Yes,
that was wonderful, wasn't it?
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was very nice to see so many people united against one, you know, one issue in America. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I saw how challenging it is. People are yelling at you like a traitor, unpatriotic, or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
bad words.
Yeah. And go to France.
Yes,
I heard all of that, and also the challenge and battles. And
you
were very quiet, and you were very calm and respectful.
Yes,
and that's the part I really get most, you know, moved by your actions.
Right. Well, thank you, thank you.
あの今日はですね、このグループに対してやっぱりたくさんの愛国者たちですねが裏切り者とかね、売国奴とか言ってるんですよね。でそれに対してね。この911真相究明の人たちは本当に静かに冷静に対応してたので、そこが一番あの今日は感動しました。そのことをお伝えしました。Thank you, Eric, for your time.
Thank
you. And keep up the good work. And we are together.
Yes.
I mean, we work together. This is not your issue. It's international.
Yes,
it's world
is.
Issue.
You're right.
So.
I'm glad to have an international friend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And did you give me a card?
I did.
I did. Okay,
yeah.
I'll get that so we can email each other.
Yes.
And I can email you the email about the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Eric, what's your name?
Eric D. Williams.
Williams, yeah. Eric Williams さんでした。What's your website?
WhatReallyIsTheMatrix.com.
WhatReallyIsTheMatrix.com. It's a long website.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
WhatReallyIsTheMatrix.com だそうです。何が本当のマトリックスなのかというのが彼のウェブサイトの名前です。ぜひ、訪問してみてください。これからですね、まもなくパーティーが始まりますので、部屋の方に戻りたいと思います。今日のポッドキャスト、ニューヨークの、ここは、Where are we?
This is St. Mark's Church.
セント・マークス・チャーチから、お届けしています。ここで今日は911運動のですね、パーティーが行われるところです。それではまた。今ここでアレックス・ジョーンズさんが登場しました。アレックス・ジョーンズさんはですね、ラジオ局を持ち、そして自分のインターネットですね、テレビ放送もしています。で彼がですね、911運動の中心的な人物の一人です。 Welcome, Alex.
Oh, thank you. It's a great honor to speak with you.
Yes, and tell me what you've been doing. You're doing an amazing job. Today is a great success.
We've been demonstrating all around Ground Zero, the site of the government-sponsored terror attacks 5 years ago today. It's September 11th, 2006, 5-year anniversary. Beautiful day here in New York. But what's really beautiful is all the wonderful 9/11 truth activists from all political backgrounds, black, white, old, young, who are coming together to expose this crime that was carried out by the military-industrial complex 5 years ago. 9/11 is an inside job. It's a self-inflicted wound. It's a false flag terror attack. And it was carried out to have a police state in the United States, a crackdown on our freedoms, to then capture the United States as an engine of empire, an engine to go out and dominate the planet. And the government's own documents show this. Operation Northwoods is an official U.S. government battle plan they tried to implement decades ago to stage terror attacks against U.S. cities and blame it on Cuba and then the Soviet Union and have World War III. But that plan, thank God, was never activated. And we have plans like Operation Ajax and others that were carried out back in the 50s where they staged terror attacks in Iran and blamed it on the Iranian government. So this has happened over and over and over again. This is not the first time.
Mm.
The Gulf of Tonkin, back in 1964 to get us into Vietnam.
You weren't born then.
No, I wasn't born then. But researchers knew since the day it happened that it was staged. It was in the newspapers that people thought it was staged. But the government said that it was a conspiracy theory. That is, quote, our destroyers did get attacked. Well, now the presidential tapes have been released. It was staged. The destroyers were not attacked. They blamed it on the Vietnamese when they had not attacked us, and that was the excuse to go to war. It was completely staged. But I will expand from that. Even what happened in World War II, and I'm not defending the Japanese Empire and what it was doing. It certainly wasn't perfect either. But there was a 10-part plan that's now been declassified to goad or push the Japanese into attacking. And a year before Pearl Harbor, the Flying Tigers, they were, quote, independent, not part of the Air Force, but was all military trained, military funded, were in China actually attacking Japanese forces. So the U.S. was actually already attacking Japan before Pearl Harbor even occurred. So there's many different types of false flag terror. There's events where the government purely carries it out, or there's events where they goad people into fighting back. And there's other cases where they provocateur. The government also hires private criminal networks to go out and carry out terror attacks for them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different types of events going on, but 9/11 was a purely orchestrated inside job. Inside job.
And how many people are agreeing with you now? I mean, how much do you say in the United States?
Zogby International is mm-hmm. the most highly respected polling agency in North America and Europe. Very scientific. They had three separate polls, and in each poll, different questions in each mm-hmm. poll. But the latest poll, just a few months ago, reported that 68% believe there's a cover-up of the truth of 9/11. 42% on the same poll believe it's an inside job. So 42% believe it's a pure inside job. Mm-hmm. Government totally did it.
Mm-hmm.
68% believe they may have there's a cover-up.
Cover-up, yeah.
Okay, so 68% know there's a cover-up. Mm-hmm. Then they had another scientific poll by Scripps Howard News Service, found 36% believe it's an inside job,
mm-hmm.
and an even higher percentage believe it's a cover-up again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two very scientific polls. The Zogby's more scientific, so the number's even higher. It's, I believe, more accurate. But it's not just polls.
Mm-hmm.
I've done over 4,000 radio interviews in the last 5 years since 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Over 4,000. And, in fact, I quit counting about 6 months ago at 4,000. It's mm-hmm. over that. And I'm on shows where the host is even attacking me. They don't agree with me. But the callers, 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I sit there drawing the four marks and the line through it. And it might be 25 callers till someone calls and disagrees. I might be on a national show for 3 hours with the host taking calls one after the other. And the record is 25 calls in a row for me
mm-hmm.
and an inside job. And then we got the next caller was saying I was a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on average, it's about 10 to 1.
Wonderful. So you believe the more people behind you than we see?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And truth cannot be suppressed. Not a truth that's a bit great. The longer you suppress it, as a philosopher once said, the greater it will explode
mm-hmm.
when it finally gets out,
mm-hmm.
when the dam finally breaks. And the dam has broken on 9/11 truth. There is an Anglo-American world empire, the U.S. and England together. And I'm patriotic. I love America. We've been a good country. But we have been hijacked since 1913 by the British money. And we are being used as an engine, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And so a lot of people think, oh, empire, Americans will be part of the empire and feel like we have personal power. No. We're going to be slaves in this empire, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I want my family and my children to grow up free. And I want my country.
Do you have your children?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Well, I have four.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, you're rich. You're
yeah.
good. It's wonderful.
Are you doing this for your children as well as yourself?
Yes, my children are not going to be slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to die fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And I'm here from Austin, Texas. And
how are you surviving? I mean, they could kill you if they want to.
Well, that's the thing. People say, why haven't they killed you? And they have killed a lot of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They have killed a lot of people. But I'm out front. I've made films and written a book.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do kill me, in the past they would kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Who covered corruption 20, 30 years ago, they'd kill you like,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
a snap.
Mm-hmm.
But they found it didn't scare people.
Mm-hmm.
When they kill people like John Lennon, which is now coming out that killed him, mm-hmm. that was all staged.
Mm-hmm.
When they kill people like Martin Luther King, when they kill people like John F. Kennedy, when they kill people like Bobby Kennedy, when they do it, it actually only makes more people go public. They can't get us all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to die. I enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're young, too.
But exactly. I'm 32. Mm-hmm. But I've gone past the point of no return. Mm-hmm. I can't turn back. Mm-hmm. I won't turn back.
Mm-hmm.
I am committed, and I am going in, through, and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever the path leads me, I'm at total peace.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm sad about, I guess I shouldn't say I'm at total peace. I'm a little sad that if they kill me, I won't be here to continue the fight and to continue to try to get other people to be leaders themselves. And I also want to see my children grow up. But, you know, none of us are safe while these criminals are in power.
Mm-hmm.
They're arrogant. They're ruthless. And this attitude of not caring and I'll let somebody else do it is what has brought us to this point. Americans didn't used to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've become fat. We've become stupid. We've become cowardly. We've gone into very deep cycle, and now America's starting to turn around and come back out of it. And that's how civilizations work. You know, they work in cycles. First, they're good, hardworking, intelligent people. And when you're good and have good morals, you produce a great amount of wealth. That's, you know, your society becomes very productive and happy. And then the children begin to get decadent, and their children get even more decadent, and then we become evil as cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go into slavery. And then if we're able to resist that slavery, we come out of it and we have virtue again, but then we get plenty again, and then it's a cycle.
Uh-huh.
It's a cycle. And so right now we've reached the bottom, and then we're starting to come back out of it.
Uh-huh. That's how you said.
I hope, yes.
Okay. And I think you're doing a really great job, and you are really giving everybody a courage to speak out, and you're giving me courage to do this myself. I'm organizing one event in Japan, the first event of 911.
I heard about that. I'm very excited. And I would love to be able to attend that. I just, I'm tied down with my radio show myself,
mm-hmm.
because I have to do radio
mm-hmm.
interviews. I have to do my own radio show every day. And so I can travel someplace for just a few days, but I would love to be able to come to Japan someday. My wife's been in Japan. She really loved it. So people
yeah.
are very nice. Very.
Well, welcome to my house, okay? I have an organic farm. I grow all the rice and the vegetables for my children.
Good. You look good.
And,
you look healthy. Like you.
Yeah, I am healthy, and you'll be healthy, too. So spend some time with me,
okay.
with my family. Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. And thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
アレックス・ジョーンズさんでした。彼の言ったことは全部訳せないんですけども、本当にこれはね、自分の子供のためにやってるんだ。自分の子供に、奴隷になってほしくないからやってるんです。僕は、死んだら悲しいけども、僕まだ若いし、死ぬことはとても悲しいけれども、そういうことを、そういうポイントをもうとっくに過ぎてしまってます。だからこれをやり遂げるって言ってます。で、アメリカのね、アメリカ帝国が世界を支配するのをなんとか防いで、また、正しい方向に戻したいということに人生をかけているアレックス・ジョーンズさんです。毎日ラジオでですね、彼の放送を聞くことができます。Tell me your website. It was...
Sure, it's infowars.com, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. We're fighting the earth not being turned into a prison planet.
Mm-hmm. prisonplanet.com です。Prison というのは、牢屋ですね。この地球が牢屋にならないようにということで、頑張っている人です。アレックス・ジョーンズさんをインタビューしました。これから今日はここでパーティーを行います。まもなくパーティーが始まります。それではまた。